When I looked at the taking charge process for a period of time, two patterns stood out. First, the process can be long. In the cases studied, for senior U.S. managers, it took from 2 to 2.5 years. Some European and U.K. senior managers took even longer. Second, the taking charge process does not involve steadily more learning or action. Rather, it is a series of alternating phases of intense learning and intense action. Also, the nature of both the manager's learning and actions changes over time. With few exceptions, most new managers' organizational changes tended to cluster in 3 bursts of activity. What accounts for this pervasive pattern? Why were the major changes made almost invariably in 3 waves of action? My observations suggest that the underlying patterns of learning and action account for these periods of intense change. They are natural consequences of how new managers learn and act as they try to master strange situations. More specifically, the data suggests that the taking charge process occurs in 5 predictable stages: taking hold, immersion, reshaping, consolidation, and refinement. The length of time the executives I studied spent in each stage varied. Some spent as long as 11 months and others as little as 4 in the same stage. Thus, time doesn't define a stage. Rather, the nature of learning and the action that characterizes it does. Let's look at each stage more carefully. Taking hold. The first stage, taking hold, typically lasts from 3 to 6 months and often sets the tone, if not the direction, for the rest of the taking charge process. Taking hold is a period of intense action and learning. If the new assignment is a big promotion or change, the newcomer may at times feel overwhelmed. A new division president commented, "You're on the edge of your seat all the time. It feels like you have no knowledge base whatsoever. You have to learn the product, the people, and the problems. You're trying like hell to learn about the organization and the people awfully fast, and that's the trickiest thing. At first, you're afraid to do anything for fear of upsetting the apple cart. The problem is, you have to keep the business running while you're learning about it." During this period, a manager is grappling with the nature of the new situation, trying to understand the tasks and problems, and assessing the organization and its requirements. Managers orient themselves, evaluate the situation, and develop a cognitive map. For example, one division president who was an industry outsider described his learning task as so large that even locking himself up for 4 days to review strategic, financial, marketing, and industry reports barely made a dent. Early in this stage, he also reported that it took him several hours to go through the morning mail, not only because the issues were new to him, but also because the industry had its own technical jargon and nomenclature. Another manager in a similar situation voiced his exasperation by saying resignedly, "There aren't enough hours in the day." All of the managers in the study happened to be men. I have every reason to believe that female managers would go through the same stages. Evaluation and orientation in the taking hold stage are important even for insiders who already know of the organization and the product. A division president with more than 25 years in his organization spent the first 3 months in his new job testing his assumptions about key people and the division's problems. He came to several conclusions, one of which was that a senior vice president in his group was in over his head. The division president based his assessment on a number of meetings with the senior vice president, his subordinates' opinions, his plan for the previous 5 years, complaints about cliques in his area, problems with division functions, and the senior VP's insensitive treatment of 2 of the company's major overseas distributors. The last item was particularly troublesome because it made the new president doubt the man's judgment. Questioning previous perceptions and beliefs characterized most insider successions during this stage. Actions taken during the taking hold stage tend to be corrective. Based on their experience and what they have learned about the new situation, managers fix what problems they can. Obviously, corrective actions vary. Some are short-term interventions, others take longer. For instance, in one case, although it took nearly 5 months before the new manager had developed a strategy for turning around the division, because of his experience, within a month, he knew that the division needed both a cost system